Now, Spain is in some trouble, even though it has invested heavily in recent years in green jobs, specifically in the solar sector. That is something that other countries have considered as a possible antidote to high unemployment. But reporter Ari Daniel Shapiro says Spain offers a cautionary tale on how to execute what sounds like a bright idea.
The streets of Madrid are hot. The sun bears down onto the people and onto the solar panels dotting some of the houses, offices, and even parking meters here. Solar energy makes sense in Spain, and it's attracted people like Juan Casanovas. Casanovas says he became interested in the solar industry in 2003 because it's a democratic way to generate electricity. He says people can become self-sufficient for their energy. It's also a sector with green jobs. Casanovas taught himself the field and consulted for companies looking to build solar plants. In 2007, the Spanish government stimulated solar, offering to pay 40 cents on the kilowatt hour. That's really high. By comparison, you pay about 12 cents per kilowatt hour at home. That triggered a huge rush in Spain. Installers were trained and deployed across the country, and 40,000 projects were completed within 2 years. Tomás Díaz represents ASIF, the Spanish Photovoltaic Industry Association.
It was an absolute surprise. I remember that nobody believed that. Everybody was saying there was some kind of mistake because that's impossible.
But it wasn't impossible. The government compensated by cutting back on the subsidies. The sector crashed. Investments froze. Many solar businesses dried up or went abroad. Industry sources say up to 5,000 people lost their full-time jobs, including Casanovas.
Hombre, pues si no puedes comer de lo que estabas trabajando.
Casanovas says there just wasn't a market, so he couldn't make a living. There weren't opportunities to do anything, he says. Despite these disappointments, there are still those trying to get into the sector. Sensolar, a company based in the sun-drenched southern city of Sevilla, remotely trains people in the solar industry, although their enrollment's down from the boom years. According to Enrique Carmona from Sensolar, they're getting three times as many applications for scholarships than they can offer.
Hay interés, pero económicamente el país está...
There's interest, but the economy's really bad in Spain. People just don't have the money to invest in education.
And it's tougher for Sensolar's graduates to find jobs these days. Alberto Soria, one of the teachers, faults his government.
What happened in Spain, we call a crash. But really, it's the result of poor planning by the government.
We had the plan. The thing that was our plan was surpassed by reality.
Isidoro Tapia is the Secretary General of IDAI, the government agency responsible for promoting renewable energies. They're working on a new plan now, which, among other goals, intends to create employment. And he says that as the U.S. looks to create green jobs, it can learn from Spain. He cautions against overextending the industry, but says you still have to be ambitious.
You have to set ambitious targets to make this sector move. The other thing is a financial institution must make all financial support for the industry.
Miquel Munoz agrees. He studies renewable energy at Boston University's Pardee Center. He says the U.S. government must create the right conditions for these investments.
Policies have to be stable and predictable to make long-term plans, because that allows you to train people, that allows you to have the investment in capital and awareness raising.
As for Spain, their solar sector's been recovering steadily. Back in Madrid, Juan Casanovas has finally found work in solar energy. He still cares deeply about the industry.
I believe in it, and I want to keep fighting. Y porque hay que luchar, ¿no? Al final por lo que uno cree.
Casanovas adds that you have to fight for what you believe in. And if Spain's solar sector, which intends to double its contribution to the national grid by 2020, is any indication, it's a fight not letting up anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.